Chapter 23. Across the Fruited Plain.
Looking now toward the north, from the crest of the Purple Mountains, the wide-eyed lawyer gazed in wonder at a sight more glorious than anything he had ever seen. In the distance was a shining sea. Stretching all the way to the shore was a vibrant plain, exploding in color. Apples, oranges, grapes, bananas, pears, mangoes, coconuts, pineapples, tomatoes, avocados, and plums, in such abundance that they could not be counted. And where the plains met the shore, there appeared to be a city. Surely this was destiny. The troop ran, jumped, and tumbled down the mountainside and onto the fruited plains. But the plains turned out to be far broader than they had seemed from the top of the mountain, and now it was getting dark. Excited, the lawyer lay under the branches of a camphora tree and drank of its sweet perfume. Looking at the stars, the lawyer realized that his theory had obviously been wrong. With destiny so very near to them, Polaris should be directly overhead. But it wasn't. Evidently, Destiny did not sit at the top of the world.